Now, if you'd all turn to page 270, this is all diagram for you. Lousy. Look at that. Now, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take your pen or pencil and draw a line here below this part of the chart, right above the note. Yeah, don't include the note. Draw it above the note, all the way across the page. Because what you're going to be responsible for is above the line, not below the line. Below the line is with the optative. Now, those of you who have the old printing, this is very important. You three guys who have the old printing, they omitted to, I think the new printing has this all right. Yes, it does. They omitted to put example 7 and example 8 down below the line here. If he should believe is example 7, if ever someone believed is example 8. Just take a look at your neighbor's book there. They do have examples 7 and 8 in there. Conspectus is an overall view. All right, now, we're going to use a little bit of technical terminology here. The if clause is called the protasis. It is the thing that is tassoed, arranged before. And the main clause is called the apodosis. It's the thing you give back. If this is the case, then this other thing is the case. And basically, if you look the way I have laid it out here, now, Rob, you asked about this, and it was very interesting how you laid that out in your own mind. This is maybe a little bit different way to look at it. If, when you're confronting the conditional sentence, if you start out with an eon plus the subjunctive, you only got two possibilities. It can deal with the future, called the future more vivid, or it can deal with the present in a general way, called the present general. If you have I plus the indicative, now there are, again, two possibilities. Either it's a simple particular, or it is a contrary to fact. And it all rides on whether there's that on in the apodosis or the main clause. Look up here. This is the important sentence for you to remember right here. This would be true in the present, but I'm just going to take one. If I do not put the on in here, it's a simple particular. If the slaves came, if they did come, like you said they did, they broke the law. But I don't know if they came. But if they came, that's true. If I put the on in, it's like a catalyst and a chemical reaction. Everything changes. Suddenly, I translate the first clause, if they had come. And you notice I didn't even put the on in that clause. If they had come, they would have broken the law, but they didn't come, so they didn't break the law. And I think that what you said here is very important, Rob, is that by definition, the contrary to fact is only present or past where you can verify that something really is not true. There is no contrary to fact in the future. Not in Greek's thinking. And truly, that's so. The present contrary to fact will use the indicative in the imperfect. The past contrary to fact will use the indicative aorist. We use the subjunctive in our language, and that makes people uncomfortable. So they say, if I was you, something like that. It's I were you, because it's subjunctive. That's because we use subjunctive for contrary to fact. Greek does not. Anything contrary to fact is a fact. If I were Jonathan, I'm not. If I had been in London yesterday, I wasn't. So, when you are looking at a conditional sentence, you do this as a flow chart. So you start off and you're going to confront a word for if. That word is either going to be I or it's going to be eon. Those are your only two choices. If it's eon, you're going to have a future more vivid, or you're going to have a present general. And how will you tell the difference? You'll tell the difference by the main clause. Now, how easy is this? The future more vivid has a future tense main verb, and the present general has a present tense main verb. Okay? That's actually pretty straightforward. Now, when you get to I plus the indicative, it's going to be either a simple particular or our new one for today, the contrary to fact. Look for the on. Look for the union label. Look for the silver lining, whatever. Look for the on. If there is an on, it's contrary to fact, and if there isn't, it isn't. Now, if there is no on, you simply translate it straight like this. Now, I'm without on, okay? If the slaves came, they broke the law. It's when you put the on in there that you got to put your thinking cap on. Now you got to know. Now you've got to know how you say it in English. Let's just put a couple up here before we take our break. All right? Texans may need to watch this somewhat carefully.
Do we need to study the jargon here or just the translation?
Just the translation. Yeah. Here is a present CTF. If I were you, I would be king. Would be. Past CTF. If they had come, they would have died. So you need a pluperfect, and then you need would with the perfect have died. They would have broken the law. They would have died. They would have seen me. They would have gone to the play. So, in general, if you're not going to use the verb to be, you're going to use some kind of a progressive like this. If I were playing now, Ben might say this, if I were playing the organ right now, I would really enjoy it. So, were playing, and then you need would in the apodosis. So, try to get down here how you'd actually do this sort of thing in English.